Welcome to the course, Story Building for Work. This is Jeff Brunson.
And this is Rick Gonzalez.
So let me tell you the overall objectives, and there are three. First, understand why story is a powerful method for creating engagement, personal connection, and buy-in. Two, learn the basics of good storytelling as related to work, business, and leadership. And three, discover your own unique story methodology. In this course, we want you to pay attention to what is already there that you may be failing to notice, like your desire and intent for your particular role, the situation, and the ultimate impact of the body of work that you will be leading. Your desire and intent is the structure you need for your story that is already there, right there inside of you. It's in who you already are as a leader, and more on that later. Right now, let's talk about something called metacognition, which is simply being aware of how you think and learn. So like the use of stories, it is a method of cross-cultural learning. And both metacognition and story use commonalities among listeners and learners that enable effective communication and foster personal connection. So being aware of your personal learning style makes you a better student, and being aware of commonalities in the human experience makes you a better storyteller.
As we move forward in the program, we want you to engage with this material in whatever way works best for you. So if that means printing things out ahead of time or taking notes by hand in a notebook, doodling, doing mind mapping, sometimes you just want to listen and maybe review a second time and then write things down at that point. If you need to listen to it three or four times, it's fine. Handle a koosh ball, Play-Doh, twirl a pen or a pencil, have a drink, whatever kind. Your tiny umbrella is optional, of course. But do whatever you need to do to be comfortable so that you can concentrate the most on this material. But we want you to also know that to get the most out of it, we're going to be giving you assignments, and that is going to require you to write down the answers. Because the answers that you write down will be referring back to sometimes multiple times, and sometimes not for a couple of sections. So write down the material and keep it all together. And so as we give you these assignments, you'll be able to easily refer back to them and get the most out of the connections that we're trying to create for you. There are three modules in this course with three sections each. We're using a podcast style for delivery. So you can listen to them one at a time, pause, rewind, do whatever it is that you need to do. So the three modules are clarity, engagement, and connection. So to prepare for module one, we want you to identify and write down a specific current project or work effort where you need to gain buy-in with appropriate constituents and stakeholders. You know what? We'll even accept trying to convince your significant other to lay down some cash for that thing that you really want to purchase, right? We'll even accept that. But it really is best, since we're talking about story building for work, that you think about a project that's going to have a bit of a tail on it, maybe not too long, but something that requires you to get others to really buy into it before you're allowed to continue with the work. So identify your project and get ready to discover, design, and deliver your story and build the collective story.